Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So deaf.
Welcome to another edition of Real Talk. Just real quick, my production just sent me some breaking news. Rick Ross has suffered another seizure on the way to Memphis. We were going to report he was okay, but as you can see, that's not the case. So we will continue to update you throughout the show. All right? All right, let's try to get on with the show. All right, it's the weekend. I got Jeezy and our guest host, my damn best friend, Bubs. Bubs, what's up, Bubs?
Hey.
All right, what do you have planned for the weekend, Jeezy?
You know, I don't know yet. I have a long weekend. Thank the Lord. I had no classes today. One was canceled, and I canceled the other. So I have about a five-day weekend. I'm on fall break, so we'll see what comes my way.
Okay, all right. And Bubs, what do you have planned?
Yes.
I'm scared to ask what you have planned for the weekend.
Oh, well, I don't have class this weekend either, so that's good. So I'm going to relax.
Whatever, you ain't even in damn school. Shut up. Damn school. Anyway, just for a quick update once again, I think some of our updates on global14.com have kind of smoothed out, but still, stay patient. We really appreciate you guys, you know, being cool and still logging on. But just stay, you know, stay with us while we're making updates so that everybody can have a, you know, smoother experience. But if you aren't on global14.com, this is what you are missing. Global 14 and 14, meet and greet, starts at the end of the month, October 30th through November 12th. You don't want to miss this, I promise you. Check out global14.com for updates. I mean, you guys, we're going to have so much fun. I know a lot of people are actually flying in for the Atlanta meet and greet specifically, but definitely try to hit as many as you can. All right. Also, don't forget tomorrow night, catch JD and the Brat at the Armani Supper Club in Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay, quickies for the day. Let's get into some quickies real quick. Like I said, we were going to talk about Rick Ross. He is alive and well. Actually, let me not say the well part. He just suffered another seizure. If you caught what I just said when we opened up, my production is sending me updates while we are on the air, so we will keep you posted, okay? I don't know where you guys were when you guys heard the news. I'm not going to lie. Like, my heart dropped and I got a little nervous. Like, what about you, Jeezy?
I think it's really sad what's going on. I think, you know, I was really glad to hear he was doing good and solid by me. For him to have another one, that's sad. And I really hope the best for him. He's got great music, and it'd be a shame to lose him.
Right, okay. My production team just said that he is in stable condition. So, like I said, stay tuned. We will continue to update the lifers and everyone that's listening with more Rick Ross news. All right, Bubs, I know you're usually in the street somewhere, but where were you and what are your thoughts about Rick Ross and him having the seizures today?
Well, this is the first time I'm hearing of it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even, okay, well then, yeah, I don't know what street you was on. You couldn't even hear about the news, fool.
Right, yeah, I didn't, I was looking at other things. But now that I hear about it, how do I feel? I guess sad. Yeah, that's a good word. sad for him, concerned. I hope he's okay.
All right. Well, like I said, we'll continue to keep everyone updated. All right, so let's get on to some of these crazy stories for the day. In Queens, New York, packages that are found with drugs in them at, you know, at the post offices are set aside for investigation. That's what happens, you know, if they find a suspicious package. Well, two dumbass employees were found to be stealing and selling the product. The two employees who were involved in the shipment started snitching on each other. Then the person they were covering for started snitching too. So they're just one big happy snitching-ass family. So usually the postal workers were receiving $4,500 to $7,000 per package. And this also depended on the weight as well. So needless to say, these fools got caught on camera, and now they're awaiting trial. I don't know, ZZ, like, how stupid can you be? And why didn't you know that you were on fucking camera if you worked there? These are not people that just got hired. They've been working there.
Yeah, you know, that's the dumbass part. You think they would have had more common sense than that there's people watching, especially shit like that. But, you know, they're making decent money. They probably thought they were going to get away with it and had a great thing going.
Right. Yeah, I don't understand. People do some dumbass shit. I know a lot of people are on hard times, but this is ridiculous. All right, so let me just tell you guys about this. Across the water, a judge in France has ruled that a 51-year-old man must pay his 47-year-old ex-wife damages for failing to give her the business for 21 years. Yo, my new nickname for her is Dusty. Because I know if you are 47 and you have your man was not giving you no ass for 21 years, yeah, I don't even want to know what. Okay, I'll leave that alone. But the judge awarded her $13,965 to try to compensate her. But would you stay with someone that long without any sex?
Oh, look, I'd stay with them, but I would get it from somebody else. And depending on how good everything is at home, I'll stay. But I'll make sure I'm good, and I'll go off.
Wait a minute. So you're pretty much saying, okay, depending on, okay, if his conversation is good, you're just going to stay in and you're going to get some from somewhere else. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, I love him, and, you know, we watch some judge shows together. I'll stay, but late at night, I'm going to creep.
You're going to wait till you fall asleep and creep. I'm not messing with you today, man. That's funny as hell. All right, so not this shit again. A judge ordered a California man, ordered him to go to jail for 180 days because he was ejaculating into a coworker's water bottle. Okay, he is to pay more than $27,000 to his victim. This dude, his name is Michael Kevin. I don't know how to say his last name, so let's just say Michael Kevin was sentenced. Once again, the 180 days behind bars. And first of all, he didn't just do it once. He did it twice. So let me just say this. I know for one, working in a corporate office environment, this is making me not want to ever leave anything on my desk. So the fact that she picked up her water bottle and tasted it and then was like, okay, this tastes funny, and then she sent it for testing, and they found out it had semen in it. Like, you guys, what the fuck is going on? Like, Ryan, okay, I have to ask you about this, because do dudes get that pissed off that they want to go and put semen in somebody's water bottle instead of just, like, he could have just spit in it, but damn.
You know, I haven't ever gotten that pissed off at somebody yet, where I wanted to do that, but the thing about the story was, it says that it happened twice. Like, what the hell did she do the first time? Just ignore it?
Right.
Or she just kind of like, oh, well.
Right. Oh, okay, whatever. It don't take that bad. Oh, Bubs. Right. Bubs, do you think you would be able to detect semen in your water?
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute. You said that like...
Listen, Exactly. I'm telling because he got something. Because if I met him on the street and he looked cute, I would taste it anyway. But if he ugly, then I ain't got no business tasting it. So I'm telling the police.
All right, okay. You know what? I need to stop asking your ass questions. I know that right now. All right, so
well,
like we said last week, like we said last week, what did we say last week, Ryan? Bitters or quitters?
That is true.
All right. So let me get into this other crazy wild story that we found on the net. A woman in Arizona showed up for an interview, but instead found both of her potential employers dead, yo. Like, what the fuck? Jeezy, what would you do if you showed up for an interview and the people that you knew you were supposed to interview with were just, like, laid the fuck over?
I don't know. I mean, this is kind of bad to say, but I guess she could have looked more optimistic that there was two more open positions at the workplace.
Oh, God, crazy, yeah.
I would be like, what the hell?
Oh, Bub, what would you do if you saw that?
If I was going to an interview and they were dead?
Yeah.
I don't go to interviews. So I don't know. I don't want a job, so I don't even know.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. This was crazy, man. People run into the craziest thing, but I would like to know, you know, more about this story because, I don't know, it could be an angry employee that was just like, I'm about to get both of these people. So maybe it was a good thing that happened. All right, so anyway, three senior citizens had an unexpected trip that landed them in hospital after accidentally eating pot brownies at a funeral. Yo, can you imagine going to a funeral with your granny and then you're so high as hell and can't walk? Yo, I'm tripping, Jeezy. Have you ever heard of anything like this? Anybody, like, getting their grandparents high? Somebody did this on purpose.
No, me and my uncle have tried to convince my grandma that she should make them, but she really wasn't with that. I don't think she was all for the idea, but, I mean, somebody at least had the right idea to take them to the funeral and try to brighten someone's day. They went in the hospital. That's the part I didn't get.
Yeah.
That must have been some potent shit.
Yeah. They had some of that Snoop Doggy Dog. That's what it sounded like. It was too much for them, so... All right, so all the stalkers out there, you guys, this one is for you. After what seems to have been a painful breakup, a woman is accused of egging her ex-boyfriend's house, shattering his windows with a 5-foot sword, and calling him 1,001 times in a 3-month span. This lady's name is Toni Jo Sylvie, just in case anybody run into her. She's 49. And was arrested Tuesday and charged with felony stalking. You guys. But why do women do shit like this? And have you ever done anything
fun.
Like this before? It's because it's what?
It's fun.
Why is egging someone's house and shattering someone's windows fun?
Because they, you know, like men, they love their stuff so much, like their house, their car, and just to bust it up, scratch it up, ruin it, it's like makes you feel good.
All right, well, you guys heard of some Bubs herself, so that means that if you date her and you fuck up, she is going to fuck up y'all shit. I'm just letting y'all know it is, man. She's cute, but if you mess up, it's over. All right. This is another crazy story. It's really funny. It's an 81-year-old man who allegedly posed as a doctor so he could administer free door-to-door breast exams, yo, in a Florida apartment complex. Like, I wonder how he introduced himself, Jeezy. What do you think this man said when he walked up to women?
I have no idea, but he really did. He had a great idea. I mean, I have a couple friends that live in apartment complexes. He can at least maybe blame it on amnesia or something like that, Alzheimer's. But I think he has a more plausible excuse than I do. Great idea, though.
Yeah, yo, he had a bag and everything. Like, Bub, would you show if this old man would have showed up, if this old man would have showed up to your house offering a free breast exam, would you have let him?
A free breakfast sandwich?
He can only be sentenced for involuntary manslaughter. He can only be sentenced to a maximum of 4 years in state prison. A lot of people don't think he's going to spend a single day in prison, but let me tell you why. A new law went into effect in California on October 1st. Due to overcrowding, people convicted of nonviolent felonies cannot be sent to prison. Instead, they will serve their time in county jail. So Conrad will be jailed for pretty much half a sentence, and then if the jail is full, he will be put on house arrest. Nah, man, this right here, that even makes it even fucking worse. Deezy, how do you feel about this?
I mean, every day it just sounds like Conrad's going, his life's just going to, he's not even getting a punishment, like house arrest for the shit he did, that's nothing. And I mean, 4 years, I mean, regardless, even if he would go in his state prison, that is nothing right there. And then you say you could get halftime, 2 years, really? Like, what did he do? Did he take all the money that he half-assed to treat Michael Jackson with, and is he paying off somebody right now with that damn money? Like, seriously.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I don't know. Like, I think when it comes, like, it's, I don't know, guys, because the justice system, and you read the laws and stuff like that, and you think about, like, I'm always thinking about when I'm reading this case, I'm just like, yo, like, so many people get away with so many different things, and I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm really speechless at the same time, even though y'all know I cannot stand Conrad, but this is just unfortunate. So anyway, lifers, if you are listening, tell us how you feel about Conrad potentially only getting 4 years. Call in now, 760-913-4119. All right, so we got a real interesting topic tonight. Interracial dating. Why is this such a big freaking deal? All right, let me give you guys some quick stats. As far as interracial dating, it's estimated around 2% of the U.S. population. But in the 10.8% of black men married non-black and 4.6% of black women married non-black. 80% of Asian men marry Asian, 14% marry white, and 61% Asian women marry Asian men, and 31% marry white men. But as a black woman, are you offended when you see a black man with a white woman?
No, because, no, I'm not, because half the ones I see are the niggas I don't want no way, so I'm glad somebody want their ass. I don't want them.
All right, okay. So do you think that black women go a little too far when they're talking about, you know, they're getting all upset when they see a nice-looking brother with a white girl? Do you think that, you know, they're going too far?
No, I mean, you know, black bitches are the worst. They rude, they got attitude, they talk back. You know, they just some evil type of bitches. I can understand why the men go be with the nice, obedient, timid, you know, other girls. So I'm not really mad, but I've never seen a man so fine that I wanted with a white chick. So it really don't bother me.
Oh,
you know, I'm mixed. I'm mixed, so I, you know, I still get my black man. I'm mixed.
God. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's get off of you for a minute, because you're going to get me kicked off the radio. Anyway, Deezy, do you get offended when you see a white woman with a black man, though?
No, I really don't. I could care less who's with who. I have my girlfriend, so, I mean, whoever you are, you can go out and do what the hell you want, really. It's not going to affect me, so I don't really care.
All right, well, there you have it. Look, guys, a lot of people feel this way, and I think sometimes you read the news and you read what the media is saying, and we get caught up in that. I don't think anybody cares. But it just seems like when someone does say something, you know, someone has to bring it to the forefront, pretty much. In 2011, you know, why are we still on this black-white issue? Do you think it's insecurity? Bugs, do you think it's an insecurity?
No, because our forefathers were slaves. That's why.
What do you mean? Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. What are you trying? Okay, what are you trying to say with that statement?
I'm telling you, as black people, and how they are brought up. And when you start seeing mixed races, you know, when you go back home and y'all have Sunday dinner, you know, somebody's grandma is gonna be like, you don't need to be with that white boy, or you don't need to be with that white girl. They still look at it like, you know, we were slaves to them. You can't do that. That's old info. We don't mind, but it's still going to be here because people, grandma, always going to have something to say.
Right. So you think it comes from, so some of our grandmas and grandpas still feel that way, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Jeezy, how do you feel? Do you think it's an insecurity?
You know, I really do agree with Bubs. I think it really is the grandparents because they all just have that instilled in their mind. But it's like their kids, which would be like my mom, they don't really care as much. I know one of my friends, actually, it's a white girl and a black guy, and the dad, he encouraged his daughter. He goes, don't limit yourself. Just go out, and if you really like somebody, then don't pass them up. You might – because, I mean, really – if you really do like somebody that much, why would you, number one, why would you not get with them because of what your parents say? You're going to be around with yourself and that other person longer than you're going to be with your parents. So for you to close that door because your parents are narrow-minded, that's dumb. And if you can't get the back past somebody's skin color, I think you're just being narrow-minded, really.
Yeah,
but I think what really does bring up the issue mostly, I think it's people's grandparents because that's just something they have instilled in their mind from history.
Right. Someone in the chat said, tell grandma to shut up. Oh, man. Another thing that I know that a lot of people get on celebs about, like this past year, a lot of black female celebs were dating more outside of their race. And one of the things that people have to realize is because they travel more and see more parts of the world. You know, if you're just stuck in the U.S. and some of you guys never, ever got on a damn plane and never went nowhere outside your block, a lot of you, you know, a lot of people are in this mindset where they're like, okay, you only need to date your race. So
mm-hmm.
I definitely think that you should, you know, embrace different cultures. Renita.
Miss Renita.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you are real slow today. What is going on?
Well, because I was just thinking about that question, and I'm thinking, how many times have I dated outside of my race? And it's a lot, actually.
Okay.
You know what? I don't know if it's people traveling internationally. I mean, I was born in the you know, and raised in the suburbs. So for me, I think it had a lot to do with the environment. I mean, my first boyfriend was Italian.
Okay.
So you
were dating one of the Sopranos?
I sure was, boo. And I was treated nicely. I would have been a mistress, a wife, whatever, but that's a whole nother story. And I digress.
Okay.
But anyway, I didn't date, like, in my race until later. Like, I'm talking, like, 18, 19. And I started dating when I was 14.
Oh, okay. So you was hot in the pants early, huh?
Fast. Exactly. Crush, again, why are you hating? I was a cute, pretty young thing. And it's not my fault I was pulling them at 14. Don't hate.
Oh, let me find out, Bubs. You hear that? She said she was a PYT. Oh, we just lost Bubs, so you know Bubs is going to say something real crazy. So anyway, let's go ahead. People, call in. Let me know how you feel about interracial dating, 760-913-4119. We would love to hear from you. Give us a story. Tell us if you're dating someone of another race. You know, we would love to hear from you. All right, so let's take a quick commercial break. And we will be back with the Spilled Tea and the G Report.
I
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Black card, black card, black on black, black broad. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for. Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me, huh? Yeah, who gon' stop me? No breaks, I need State Farm. So many watches, I need 8 arms. One neck, forgot 8 charms. Who gon' stop me, huh? Niggas talking, they bitch made. Ixnay off my dick's nay. That's Pig Latin, it's bae. Who gon' stop me, huh?
All right, welcome back, Lifers. We just got back online. Bugs is back online.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back, Bugs. Welcome back. I don't know what happened with your bootleg iPhone. You're another bootleg iPhoner.
I hung up.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You and Renita with these bootleg iPhones is killing me.
Here we go.
All right, so let's get into the spilled tea of the night. What's up, Renita? What you got for us tonight?
Well, as I come to you live on my lovely iPhone, you know what, Crush? You are such a hater. I just have to say that. Just start, you got my spilt tea starting all angry. Anyway, woosah.
You be all right.
What's
you
up, everyone?
Right.
Yeah, I'll be all right, all right. By the way, BlackBerry get their service yet? Oops. Oh, hello, everyone. This is your girl, Renita, with the spilled tea for the day. Nicole. I don't even know what to say about her. Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls had to push her album back yet again. Now, Nicole, this is the second time she had to do it. The first time, we didn't even get an album. We got a bunch of okay singles, some good videos. Shout out to, you know, all the great dancers in them and stuff. And that was all fun, but we never got the album. Now you're doing pushback number two. I don't get it. J-Lo, bam, great comeback. She's on American Idol. You are on X Factor, boo. Millions of people are watching you, and you still had to push back your project? You need to go back, grab your dolls, and try it again. I need another Pussycat Doll album. Yeah, they're your backup dancers and you're the singer, but obviously when they're not behind you, boo, no one cares. But I still love you.
Hey, let me just say this. You could have kept this story because if she ain't posing nowhere half naked, I don't want to hear it.
Oh. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we have to deal with. Oh, Crush. So I was actually lucky enough to be front and center for this reported fight between Mark from Facebook and Sean from Napster. Now, apparently, Mark Zuckerberg and Sean Barker are better known, like I said, one is the owner of Facebook, the other the owner of Napster. Well, they decided to get together and throw an event because they're starting and launching a new project called Spotify. Spotify is basically a ripoff, I'm sorry, of iTunes and Pandora. It's supposed to be like music on demand and you can share, blah, blah, blah. Yet another stolen idea that these two have and they're coming together. I don't get it. But apparently at this party they decided to have a nice conversation out front in Beverly Hills at this venue, and it's shouting match occurred because Sean is mad that Mark put a stipulation in the deal that you have to join Facebook once you join Spotify. So Mark is double dipping, and apparently Sean wasn't happy, and they looked like two frat boys fighting over some nerd-like game or Xbox game or something. And I'm like, y'all both are thieves, so... That
wow,
was
that's
interesting.
Crazy.
Like, exactly. Think about it, Crush. Y'all fighting over an idea that y'all just stole from Apple and the makers of Pandora? Get out of here. They need to sit down.
Celebrity Apprentice is fastly approaching already named Adam Carolla, the comedian Cheryl Teagues, Dean Snyder, and Arsenio Hall. What's interesting is just added has been Debbie Gibson and Clay Aiken. Now, rumors have already started a buzz between Adam and Clay. I'm like, we haven't even seen the opening credits yet. Insiders say that Clay was overheard saying that he is just waiting for the comedian Adam to start in on any type of gay jokes or any type of idol jokes, and he said he is not going to hold his tongue, and he's going to let him have it. Now,
really?
Crush. How
no,
y'all going to fight, first of all?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, they didn't even finish casting the show, and you ready to fight already?
Yeah, that's too much. I personally think that, you know, he should brush those jokes off. I mean, it is what it is. At first he came out and he wasn't gay. Now he's gay. And, you know, people say what they have to say. They're just jokes. Get over it, Clay.
Exactly. I mean, for real. I have exciting news, which I am so happy for. The Best Man 2, the sequel, has been confirmed to come out. All original cast members are set to come back. I've been waiting for a really good black movie, and I really love the first Best Man, so I cannot wait. And no offense, Tyler Perry, but I'm really tired of seeing Madea pop up everywhere. So finally, a good black film with great actors, and I'm sure it's going to be a good storyline. The original writer, producer, and directors are back on the project. And the sweet tea for the weekend is, what famous talk show host flies overseas just to get their kicks in? They hit up bathhouses and brothels. They really like the young girls more than anything. And they thought that if they go overseas and did their dirt, that no one would find out. But your girl knows, because this host travels on one of my favorite airlines, and
oh,
I got the exclusive and all the deets from that trip, because
we
apparently
can't get,
this
like,
host can't shut up.
Wait a minute. Wait. You talking about me? Did you just say I can't shut up?
I mean, did you just out yourself, Crush?
No. No, look, man. Look, who... You can't give us any more details on this person? Like,
I don't
one
know,
more hint?
Crush, where were you last week?
No, don't even do me like that. I was on the show last week. But you can't give us,
okay,
like another, like, hint? You can't give us a hint?
No, I don't think so. And that's the tea for today. If you know it, give us a call. Hit us up on the chat. Hit us up on Twitter, on Global 14. But, no, I'm definitely not going to give you a hint. But I think people need to start questioning possibly where Crush was in the last 78 hours. This is your girl, Renita, for the split tea for the day on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can catch me here Monday through Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, you can also catch me on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla. That's RockNRolla.
All right. Well, thank God we got Renita's ass off the line. I'm about to mute her right now. But she get on the line and start talking crap again. All right. G Report with my boy Jeezy. What's up, Jeezy? What you got for us?
Oh, only a couple things today, but they're kind of interesting. A bishop in Kansas City, Missouri, was charged for not telling police about child porn finding child porn on a priest's computer. He didn't report this to police, and he is the highest-ranked U.S. Catholic official indicted because he failed to tell police to protect children. His priest was also indicted on one count. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm sorry, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, this is sad. His priest was also indicted on one count of child abuse. Finn's lawyer said he struck a deal, though, that may make him only see 1 year in prison and a $3,000 in fines. Finn also acknowledged that he has known about this problem for months, and the images, he's known about the problem for months, and he's also known about the images and never reported them. How sad is that, that he's known this is going on one of his priest's computers? Number one, he never fired the priest or anything, but he never reported it anyway.
Mm. Oh, my God. This shit never ends, man. You know, I think that when you see stuff like that and you don't report it, it's almost like you're condoning it. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, or it's almost like you're a part of it. But
yeah,
it's a shame. And then in Alabama today, it was announced that schools can't check the immigration status of their students. If police have any questions about the immigration the status of the students, they may detain the students and check their legal statuses. How do you feel about this?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Yeah, you know, I feel sorry for the kids because they're probably dragged along with their parents, so I don't really
right.
think it's fair to single them out.
Right.
But I'm
and
not really sure
thing.
How. I'm sorry, keep
Go ahead,
going.
I'm sorry. No, I was just saying that was the thing. That was the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't feel like it's fair to the students because their parents, I mean, they're really not old enough to really know. Drag them along. So, I mean, it's
right.
not really fair to them. But that's all
you
I
know,
have for you today on the G Report.
Okay, well, you know what? I just want to go ahead and thank Bubs. Bubs, you live? You still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you so much, Ryan, for the G Report. I want to thank you also for another great week on Global 14 Radio Real Talk. We're going to continue. We had some hiccups this week, but we ended on a good note. We're over 300 listeners per day, and this is all within 2 weeks. So I'm very happy for my team. Also, you know, we got people out there that are saying they're a part of the team and really are not a part of the team. So if you guys don't hear, you know, me mention this person, and if you guys ever doubt that somebody is part of Global 14 Radio, feel free to hit me up. Hit us up, you know, G14 Radio or me, Only One Crush. Hit us up and let us know what's going on. Don't be fooled, all right? So, but.
Uh-huh.
We would love to have you come back.
Please, I
want
to come back because I didn't get to say what I wanted to say.
Well, say what you got to say right now.
Well, now it's too late. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Y'all just ain't even giving me enough time to just y'all rushing me off the line with Renita's story about God knows what. Y'all rushing me off the line with his story. He got some okay stories, I guess. He's a nice guy. I ain't gonna say nothing. All I got to say is I know what semen tastes like. That's all I got to say. So if that's all y'all want to know about me, then now y'all know I know what it tastes like, and I guess I ain't got to come back no more.
All right. Anyway, let me just let you guys know this is my best friend for life. She will be at the Atlanta meet and greet. All right, November 6th. So those that want to meet this crazy, cute girl can meet her November 6th in Atlanta. And, you know, hopefully she'll continue to come on the show and co-host with us sometime in the future. All right? So what I want to go ahead
and
do
is. Okay, can I give one shout out?
Oh, my Jesus. Go ahead.
Okay, you know I'm black. I want to give a shout-out to my mama. And also, I want to give a shout-out to this man named, I don't want to say his name. He listening in. And hello to you. I know you hear me. And I will talk to you when I get off the air. Okay, you can finish.
Who the hell are you shouting out on my show?
Hello, finish your ending.
Oh, let me find out. This is what happens when you guys let your best friend on your show and shit, and they start shouting out random motherfuckers, but it's all good. Anyway. All right, so once again, I want to thank the audience. I want to thank our guests. Definitely stay tuned. We got Sex Talk up next. Chocolate Tiger, I'm so proud of her. This show is, like, it's killing the game right now. She's up next. Stay tuned. 15-minute Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger. She's giving away toys, you guys. She's giving away sex toys. All right? So some
but
of
wait
you guys,
a minute.
I know what.
Am I going to be on Sex Talk?
If you want to, first of all, why are you interrupting me? Just look, Bugs.
Okay, go ahead. Just go, shoot. Just go. Just, you know what? This is your show. I forgot. Just go.
I am Diana Ross, bitch.
I see that. Shit, I am Effie. I will be Effie.
All right, man, no, you can stay on. Stay on. Matter of fact,
yeah.
Stay on the line because
yeah.
We got some good stuff. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, so.
Yeah, stay on, y'all. I'm going to still be on here. Everybody in the chat room who likes me and everything, listen because I got some good sex chat coming up. Don't go nowhere. Okay.
All right, anyway. All right, once again, I want to thank everybody who's been listening. I want to thank JD. I also want to tell you guys you can find us on global14.com and on Twitter at global14. And at G14 Radio, that's G14 Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio. You guys stay tuned. 15 more minutes, we're doing Sex Talk. It's about to get real crazy on Global 14 Radio. All right, LTL,
yes.
Good night.
This is
Real Talk.
Yeah. So death.
Come and take a moonwalk. She thinks I'm dreaming right.
nah, just chill. You ain't gotta pinch yourself, this real. I live life like a movie, don't yell cut. We just do it all again when we wake up. We ballin' on them right, they just mad. Cause I got a bunch of rides, Six Flags. I get stupid on them, stupid on them. The watch of you, sick, that's stupid, homie. I get stupid on them, I get stupid on them. The car and crib, crazy, that's stupid, homie. I get stupid on them, I get stupid on them. Now you know what to do to get stupid on them. Get stupid on them, get stupid on them. Now you know.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black card, black card, black on black, black broad. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Yeah, who gon' stop me? No brakes, I need State Farm. So many watches, I need 8 arms. One neck, forgot 8 charms.
Who gon' stop me, huh? Niggas talking, they bitch made. Ixnay off my dick nay. That's Pig Latin, it's babe. Who gon' stop me, huh?
Yeah, so death, so death.
World,
premiere.
Come here, let me motivate you to the point you can't enunciate my name. My hand, you speaking in another language. Not even a foreigner could interpret it. Since you've been patient, we ain't gotta hesitate. I ain't gonna keep you waiting. Wanna show my appreciation. Got some sensational to sit on your plate. I got a pop brawl, drop draws. I took it all on. So once I bust Lake Michigan, I can crawl on. I got a lot of thug in me. It's cockiness. Now I got a lot of thug in me. With his cockiness hugging me. Telling me he feeling like he's finna fall in love with me. Telling me that I'm the one and everything's so right. He wants to be stuck with me. My occupation is to motivate him and cultivate his mind frame to my time frame. Hustle the night to the early. I'm a rider like I'm a neck and tucking dirty. Hope you ready to work, man.
Oh, sir.
Now
You have now tuned in to another edition of Sex Talk, where I'm your host, Chocolate Tiger, where I cover everything from sex, love, and relationships. We get down and dirty in here, okay? So welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for supporting me for the last 2 months on G14 Radio. I mean, I got so much support. We got a great team. Y'all continue to support us and keep looking out for Global 14 to soon be just the best radio you ever want to tune into. I also want to mention I have the number one group on global14.com. Yes, I do. Sex Talk. We are now over 3,500 members, and by the end of the year, I'm still pushing for that 5,000, y'all. So let's go. You will see me and the crew in a city near you very soon for the 1414 tour. I plan on being in ATL, of course, New York, Memphis, Texas, and repping my state, Birmingham, Alabama. And if time permits, Miami. You know your girl going to be doing it in the swimsuit in the wintertime. Oh, yeah. So look out for the tiger. Also, I have a special announcement, y'all. Guess what? I found my new male co-host for Sex Talk. He goes by the name of The Veteran. He will start on next Friday, so call in on next Friday and show him love. But do y'all really think he can hang with this tiger in the home of the 10-pounder? We will see. Also, this is Random Giveaway Friday, where I will be having random giveaways throughout tonight's show. So don't miss out on that. Also, don't forget the Halloween contest that we're giving at the end of the month in the Sex Talk group. A lucky winner will win a cash prize. Remember, though, you have to be a member of Sex Talk in order to win any prizes or participate. You will need to post one picture in the room with your Halloween costume on. Then, by the number of responses you get, not your replies, don't be saying, I got thank you up under there and it counts as folk. No, don't be thanking nobody. Just by the number of responses you get, you will win, okay? So don't be saying, CT, I got 24 because I said thank you. It ain't going to work. Again, remember, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies, don't forget to check your tatas. This month is special to me because I support it to the fullest. I lost my grandmother due to breast cancer in 96. So rest in peace, Miami Gibson. That was my grandmother. Okay, let's get into the topic of tonight. Okay, but before I start, let me tell y'all about this article I read. It kind of blew me for a loop. It's called An Icky New Spa Treatment. Yeah, I bet y'all wondering what the hell I'm talking about. Well, ladies, Manners and Petties are so 2010. Now, somebody is blasting some hot herbal steam on our clits. Seriously, it's the wave of the future. A blast from the past, and it's aimed directly at your kumakarachi. And you know me. Kumakarachi means pussy on this show, so my kumakarachi. It's an ancient steam treatment from Korea that has made its way to the Pacific, and it's slowly filtering into the spas. This is according to the LA Times. The treatment is called the Chai Yok. It involves sitting on an open-seated stool and letting steam from the water, you know, the water, right? That steam from the water, infused with mugwort and wormwood. Now, it does sound disturbingly like some Harry Potter-type stuff, but amongst other things, it's gently hitting your clit at the same time, like hitting your pussy at the same time, later that steam is. But the steam bath is supposed to possess a number of helpful properties, like, just for instance, for the women that is out there trying to get pregnant, it is supposed to increase fertility. Oh, my God, now who needs some 5 more kids or more? You don't make no sense. You'll be the optimum. We don't need that. But it's supposed to increase fertility and also fight infection of the kumakarachi. Now, who got some infection down there? They need to see the doctor trying to sit in some damn steam. No, 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 that's not going to work. See a doctor. That's what I suggest if you got any kind of infection. But I guess they're talking about, like, yeast infections. Now, it has not been scientifically proven that it does all that. But the great doctor said that it's good for your kumakarachi. And you can find this home kit, y'all, online. It contains the stew, the barley, and the herbs. You know, it won't be too weird at all when your roommate comes home or that man finds you slow steaming your pussy. When he walk in, he's slow steaming that pussy with that steam, girl. So you got to watch out. So if you already tried this spa treatment while on vacation over in Korea or somewhere else in one of these spas, because see, the spas I go to don't offer it yet, but when they do, Chocolate Tiger will be sitting on somebody's stool. So let me know if you know somebody or anybody that has used this spa treatment. Call in. Let us know how you feel about it, okay? Call 760-913-4119. I also have Crush on the line with me right now. So, Crush, how do you feel about this new spa treatment?
Yo, like, I just lost it just now because Nikki for the People, Bub, just said in the chat room she used her Vicks Vapor Rub Steamer on her pussy. It worked just as good.
No, that Vicks Vapor Rub, don't you put no Vicks Vapor Rub on your kumakarachi. You will be at the ER. I can't do nothing for you right there, baby girl. Don't you put no big face rub down there. You're talking about on fire. You will be on fire.
Yo, you know me. I'm a free love type of person. So whatever you got to use to get off, then do it. That's just how I
right.
am. It seems interesting. I don't know if I would try it or not, but I definitely believe that whatever makes you feel good, just go ahead and do it. Who cares? Yeah, it sounds
right,
interesting. If anybody wants to try it out on YouTube,
yeah.
Let us know.
Let me know because I'm thinking about ordering me one. It came with they say it comes with the stool, the baller, and the herbs. I wonder what kind of herbs is that. If it's that, you talking about something horny. I bet that stuff hit that click and your thing be jumping higher than the sky. So we don't know. We just don't know. I might just have to order me one and test it out for y'all.
Yeah, you got a caller. As a matter of fact, a homegirl, Joyce. What's up, lifer Joyce? What's up?
Oh, I've been making comments even though y'all wasn't listening. It ain't about that.
Oh.
It ain't the horny. It's about the touch and the feel and the goddamn satisfaction of that. If it's doing it like that, it's better than chocolate.
That's what I'm talking
about.
What
y'all know. Which
okay.
I know,
yeah,
I don't eat candy. Had none in about 2 years.
2 years?
Really?
Damn, Joyce, you need to go get that steam bath and sit your shit off on.
Okay, the grill and all that got to stay intact. That's how I do.
But
I'm good with that, though.
That's all right.
I'm still smiling up here with myself every day.
Hello, let them know, Joyce,
that's
you
old hell, ain't it? What y'all know?
I don't know shit about that, Joyce. I wish it was 2 years. Mm. I'm about to start my 2-year cycle. That's what I'm going to do. I might just do that. I just might don't have sex for a whole year. I'm going to try that.
The physicalities, it's been damn near 3, but I'm good with that. But at the same time, shit, I'm happy 4 minutes in that time frame, but that wasn't adequate.
But Joyce, you make sure you try to win one of these toys tonight, girl.
I don't need a motherfucking thing unless it's the real. And I ain't trying to stimulate you like that. But at the same time, you coming like that, look here. I did what I did in them 4 minutes and 3 years, but at the same time, I still got a smile on my face. God is too good for me. Look at here.
Ain't
got nothing to do with physicalities. It's the reality of me.
Get it, boo. Well, thank you, Joyce, for calling in. I know you want to stay on hold because you're trying to call in the night to win. It's one of those good prizes I'm giving away, girl. So you stay on hold, okay?
If I win, Tom, it's gravy, but at the same time, that wasn't my reason for calling. I was just trying to join in and partake.
That's what. Thanks for supporting me, Joyce. You know, I got
okay.
my haters out there, and you know what? You're like, I'm just so happy that you do call in every week. And
okay, Beyond G Radio. Beyond G Radio.
That's what
Vegans
I'm talking about.
Vegans and vegetarians,
about.
That's my stuff.
That's right, boo. You know how we
that's
do.
That's my stuff. Look at here. I haven't had an exercise regimen since 85, but on a what? Yeah, look.
I tried that with four children
that's grown and 9 grandkids. I just
Shut
put it
up.
Out there, which y'all know. Which y'all know.
I didn't know
beautiful.
That.
God,
I didn't know
it's
that.
Too
that's
good.
You look good. You look good.
It, okay, even if you didn't know that, that's what it is.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. You take care
okay.
of yourself.
Okay, good with myself.
Well, thank
not with
you,
myself,
Joyce.
Because it's me, myself, and God.
That's right.
Where I'll be.
That's,
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Joyce. Hold on, okay? All right, it is. Joyce says,
yeah.
Me, myself, and I. That's what I'm talking about when you're confident in yourself. You know,
that's
what I'm talking about. 2 years, she said, she ain't worried about a damn thing. As long as she all right, you can't tell. That's what I'm talking about. Well, guess what? I tried that meat. I can tell Joyce. She said she a vegan, and Chris be saying meatless Mondays. I tried the meatless Mondays, but I was trying to ask Chris, do meat, you know, meat? She said, no meat. Do that count for this too?
Well, no, you haven't. You can have all the meat you want. You just that day you can't swallow like you usually do.
Oh, well, you know I'm a serial killer, so gobble, gobble. Well, y'all, on that note, we will be right back after this quick break with another day's hot topic, okay?
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Back. If you just tuned in, we're now getting into today's hot topic. And Mariah just described it this. Why are you so obsessed with me? Okay, today's hot topic is your relationship problem social media's fault? Facebook and Twitter? Meaning is, you know how we be checking on our man's page, but I don't have a man, but you know how girls go on the Facebook page and Twitter. Let me see who he tweeting today. Let me see who he done said like to on damn Facebook. And you break up over that shit. You know what I'm talking about. In fact, the social media site has been blamed for it, y'all, for its involvement. They say 1 in every 5 relationships split, according to the media and everybody else. Now, what the hell is going on? Many involved past lovers are reconnecting via the site. A man's evidence of cheating, flirting messages, and photos.
We've all witnessed that, where you're on Facebook and all of a sudden you get a message in your inbox, hey, baby, I ain't seen you since 95. Hey, girl, please. Hey, girl, please, right. You ain't seen me since 95, and that's where I'm going to leave it, because Chocolate Tiger car don't go in reverse. Hello, as I was saying, and nowadays everybody is connected, y'all, by cell phones, computers, Skyping. You know, you have to get your semi-some. Oh, let me Skype you and show you my titties. Ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, ex-lovers, and you thinking you're in a committed relationship, the man laying in your bed, he tweeting somebody the whole damn time. And so with that being said, a lot of girls and guys are going straight stalker mode. They like stalking this stuff, trying to hack into their boyfriends or girlfriends' email accounts on the phone. So should you just get a boyfriend and girlfriend your passcode, you know, just make it simple and let them see what's going on? So is your relationship problem social media's fault, Facebook, Twitter? Because we all seen it happen. How do you feel about this, y'all? How do you feel about it? How you feel about this, crush?
Hey, I've always said this, that if you were going to have a relationship with anybody, that social networking, you need to stay off of it, because I just recently just had an issue with someone that I started dating. And, you know, I'll just say this. When you look at, like, unfortunately, Twitter tells a whole lot about people. It tells you how thirsty you can be, it's ridiculous. And, you know, someone decided to show their true colors and just be stupid online, you know. And I just want to say, like, I don't want to date someone that is on Twitter all day sharing their business, or on Facebook all day sharing their business or anything like that. Like, I want somebody that's doing something, you know. If you're in entertainment, I can understand that. But some of the stuff that you guys are doing, I mean, you telling on yourself. You telling on yourself. And I don't want to be around stuff like that. All that gossiping and all the other stuff. And then, you know, people cheating. And then, you know, they got the person they're cheating with on their Twitter or on their Facebook. And the person they're in a relationship
right.
with on their Facebook, too. And it's just like, yo, you can't do that, because people get the spill in the gut, especially if you don't call them back quick enough. You know, if you don't call somebody back quick enough, they get upset.
That is
so
true.
So, yeah, like, I won't say, oh, Facebook is to blame, but what I'm saying is, because we are, you know, people are just nosy. And pretty much social media, social networking, everything gives people it opens up for people to just be, you know, just real nosy and everything, and really to spread lies, because you can see something and then all of a sudden people are like, that could be true, but it could be a blatant lie, you know? So, yeah, it's crazy.
Correct.
I can't do it. Mm-mm.
And right, and that's what I'm saying. CNN had just reported just the other day where these two young girls arguing back and forth over Facebook, over a guy. The girl shows up at the girl's door, 16, 17 years old, shoots her, kills her over Facebook.
Oh, my God.
And like you said, it's not, I don't blame Facebook. I don't blame Twitter. I blame, you know, if you're in a relationship, like you say, with somebody, I think that should just be all cut off. Yeah, you could say that's trust. You got to have trust. Understand this. But you have females and guys out there that don't give a damn. They'll come at you. I know for a fact I have at least 25 messages in my inbox from married men on a daily basis. I tell them just straight up, if you can't post on my page, don't post in my inbox. There's nothing
right.
to talk about. Why are you hiding this? If you're just so, you know, married and you're just so loving of your wife, why are you trying to hit on Chocolate Tiger? Because it ain't going to work. The reason I say this is because I was just involved in something like that. And then I started freaking out. I wasn't in no stalking mode. But, you know, you find yourself, okay, let me see if this person has said something to him. Oh, okay, he's making a lot of conversation. I was like, this shit ain't going to work. I can't be in a relationship like this. I have to check up on somebody and never tried to hack in nobody's phone. I never looked at nobody's phone. I never tried to hack into their email.
But once it's put out there on Facebook, being the media site and Twitter, and you're at mentioning this person all the time, of course you're going to get ideas like, what the hell is going on with these two? What's going on? So, okay, y'all, call in and let me know. Have y'all ever been in this situation, broke up over Facebook or hacked into your man's or woman's phone or email and found out some things that really hurt you? Call in and let us know. 760-913-4119 and let us know. Well, we would be right back after this.
Yeah.
What?
Well, actually, CC, I'm so sorry, but we, you know, Renita said she wanted to comment on this real quick before we go to commercial break.
Fine.
So I apologize for that.
Fine.
But hold on.
I'm sorry.
No, no, don't be sorry. I'm sorry. All right, Renita.
Hey,
What's going on, ladies? I could have waited until after the commercial, but really quick, I just want to say, people, this being obsessed and putting your business out on Twitter and Facebook is a trip.
Mm-hmm.
But say that you're friends with your ex, because I ran into a situation where, you know, I'm pretty cool with my exes or whatever. But if I'm already moved on and you know we're just friends, you know, I would make comments or stuff, you know, on my Twitter page and Facebook, you know, to maybe the new prospect or whatever. And then, of course, the person is going to take it as, you know, thinking I'm trying to holler back at them. And I'm like, if I'm not making any effort on the back end, don't assume because you see something on a social networking site that I'm trying to, you know, get mix and mingle back with you.
Right, right. A lot of people assume.
You know, a lot of people assume. And that's the thing. Like, you know, I think it's cool, like, if you're going to be friends and they're going to be, like, part of, you know, your followers or whatever. But, yeah, people should not assume. Like, take it for what it is, social networking. If behind the scenes I'm not trying to holler, please. Please don't assume. That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you, Renita. Thank you. I like that, Renita. That's what I'm saying. Don't assume shit. That's what you really want to say. Tell them, don't assume shit. I do. Because that's what they always assume. They always assume that I'm, you know, taken or I'm with someone. I'm not with anyone. If you heard wrong. And with that being said, we will be right back after the break. Take some calls, and I will get into the sex toy of the week. And also, the question of the week to win last week's prize. You remember what I told you about last week's prize, that sex toy? The pussy pop. I'm giving it away tonight. So call in and let me know how you feel about today's topic.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, Polo. I ain't ready for this one.
Daddy.
Hey girl, tell you the business. So what's the business? Don't be shy, I'm just talking to you, girl. Hey ma, yo, where your man at? I know you got that, cause you too fine to be single out your girl. He at home, but he done fucked up. I scooped this girl up, and what I'm about to do, he'll feel I did him wrong. Cause I'm about to have him on my head with his lady and some freaks at the bar who like fucking with a star. I told her.
Welcome back. Welcome back, you little freaks, you. I love that. I thought we were finna get to that Nicki part. I'll figure and try to freestyle. Excuse me, little mama, something, 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 something. I love it. So, the question of the night for the giveaway of the pussy pump is, how many sex partners, my guest, the porn star Mr. Marcus said he have had? See, you really will have to be a great listener to be winning this one. How many sex partners, my guest, porn star,
Mr. Marcus said he have had. Call in and let me know your answer. And also, the hottest chick of Sex Talk this week goes to Shasha. It's S-A-Y-L-S-H-A. That's what her name is on global14.com. So guess what, chick? You're the hottest chick of Sex Talk this week. So congratulations to you. Now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Drum roll, please. My drum.
Was that your drum roll? Where your drum
was? That was
at?
My drum. That was my drum roll. That was my drum. The sex toy of the week goes to the Lover's Nutty. The Lover's Nutty. N-U-B-B-Y. Nutty. I know it. It didn't sound too good, but it is the best. The Lover's Nutty, fellas, this is a fella's toy for the girls, because last week it was a girl's short toy, so it's for the fellas tonight. Fellas, it would drive her wild with vibrating nutties. Size just right to do the job. She will only know you're wearing your lover's nutty from your cologne thrusting, and when her click goes wild. Ladies, this ring enhances his erection while delivering three speeds of stimulation. Three speeds, ladies. And it's waterproof, so you can use that nutty toy in the pool, the tub, and the jacuzzi. Hello. The nutty fits around the base of his penis, offering stimulation and just making it all so hard, making all that blood constrict and flow to the top. It's like a rubber band, y'all, around the dick, but very comfortable and causing the dick to stay harder and longer. The nutty is also covered in, like, little nutty little seeds around it. So when it hit that click, let me tell you. So it all boils down to this, man. This is a vibrating cock ring that just takes a good thing and makes it harder, longer, and better. So go fuck them, guys, and make sure you take your nutty with you. So if you are just tuning in and you have a personal story about this nutty and you would like to share it, for all you couples that already purchased this thing, call in and let me know. 760-913-4119. We want to hear from you. Also, this toy will be given away on next Friday to a lucky listener. So the lover's nutty, you are a winner in my book. In my book. What you think about that nutty? What do you think about that nutty, Crush?
Nubby? First of all, I can't nubby. Even get over the name, because when I think about nubby, I'm thinking about somebody's nub.
See, your mind is bad. I thought about that, too. I said, surely this is not for the small penis man, you know, the little small dick guys, because this nubby is not for everybody. But when it said it was waterproof, it sold me. It sold me when it said it was waterproof, because you know how I make my splashes. So, well, you don't know, but from
right.
what my conversations is about, I need something like that that's very waterproof. So
right.
we're still taking calls, y'all. Do we have a winner on the line yet, Crush? Do we have somebody want to see did they win this pussy pump from last week? Don't be waving at me, but
I don't see it.
I see. Okay. Well, we're still taking calls, looking for a winner for that pussy pump. And if you have a personal story you'd like to share about today's topic, call in and let me know what you think. Call 760-913-4119. And guess what? We got another just brief break. But guess what coming up after that brief break? Y'all already know about Friday's Freaky Fact of the Night. Okay.
Yeah. It's Mr. Steal Your Girl. It's Mr. Steal Your Girl. Bottoms up, throw your hands up. That's a cutie, we about to set it up.
know what it is, girl, we back up in this thing. Money stay in my pocket, girl, I'm like a walking bank. Tell me what you drink, tell me what you think. I go get these bottles, we go alcohol and things. Calling all the girls, do you hear me? All around the world, city to city. To the girls or juice to the guys. Now I got a chicken and a goose and a rag, getting loose in the rack. Hey, hey, look, 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 the moves to the moves to the moves to the bottom.
Okay, welcome back. Now it's time for our Friday Freaky Fact of the Night. Our sweet puss fact goes to pumpkin pie. Forget about that lingerie. If you want to entice your man, all you could be doing is, you know what, using what you have on your damn dinner table. According to a new study, besides satisfying a sweet tooth, ladies, the sweet smell of pumpkin pie really turns men on. The number one odor that entices that blood flow to that dick was a combination of lavender and pumpkin pie. They tested 40 aromas with the man, but it seems that the smell of pumpkin pie increased that man's blood flow to his dick by an average of 40% and reducing anxiety. But guess what? It all goes beyond the pumpkin pie scent. The seeds themselves are great for men's sexual health, are even recommended if guys have issues with their little friend. They better start eating some pumpkin seeds. Vanilla and strawberry were two of the other scents that received high responses. But then again, every odor they tested on them damn men made they dick stand up. So instead of spraying your favorite perfume and all your little hot spots and your kumakarachi this season, consider just spending the day baking, warming up that old pumpkin pie. It'll give you more to be thankful for. Ha-ha, pumpkin pie it is. I don't cook pumpkin pie. I cook a mean sweet potato pie. So, hey, it is what it is. Crush, I think we do have, let's see, a winner tonight.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We have a winner tonight. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Hey there, this is Queen. How are you?
Hi,
I'm calling
Queen.
You.
You have that answer? How many sexual partners did my guest porn star, Mr. Marcus, said he have had?
Now, I remember that show, and girl, let me tell you, I believe it was 3,000. Because he said it loud and clear. I was
you are right.
On that day, baby.
Ding, 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 queen. Ding to the queen. Yeah, you got that pussy part. You got that pussy
oh,
talk.
Hey.
All right. It's coming to your house, girl. It is coming to
oh.
your house. Unused.
You mean to tell me it's
one.
Coming to my house? Unused, boo. Unused.
Yeah. And, but you know what you got to do once you get it? You're going to have to call
well,
the show and let us know
that.
How this thing works. You know, you remember?
Oh.
Yeah, you got to call us and let us know did that
oh,
thing
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't want you to be walking around with a fat cat and don't know what to do with it, okay? So
don't
you
know what
us
to
know.
Do. I don't want it all swollen. Okay, so that's what I got to do. I got to call back in and let y'all know.
Right, and email me your information so I can go ahead and mail it out to you, baby.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you kindly.
Thank you, Queen,
Enjoy
for calling weekend. In.
Thank
you,
you
too.
Love. Keep rocking.
Bye. All right, bye. Well, that was a great show tonight, y'all. I want to thank y'all for listening in, tuning in with your girl, Chocolate Tiger, and Crush tonight. You know, we have a great show for you again next week. Make sure you tune in. My new co-host will be joining me, the Vetting. So just call in and show him some love. He's probably be a little nervous because, you know, this is the home of the 10-pounder. And, again, please pay attention to the rules of the Sex Talk group. And if you're not on Global 14, get on Global 14. Global14.com, where it's all at, where Twitter meets Facebook. And it's just one big community where we all talk and we talk back. And make sure you join Sex Talk.
And let's keep Sex Talk number one. Remember, our goal is 5,000 by the end of the year. Thanks to JD for giving us this platform to express ourselves. Thanks to Global 14 Radio, the crew, Crush, our listeners, all the fans. You can follow us at Global 14 Radio. It's G14 Radio on Twitter. And you can also follow your girl, Chocolate Tiger. Chocolate Tiger 1, that is, on Global 14 and Twitter. I want y'all to have a good weekend. Enjoy your night. And remember to keep fucking. Bye.
Hey, to the lifers all across the globe, yeah, you already know, yeah, I said you already know, yeah. I wake up in the morning, can't wait to log in, and you already know that the party don't end. I'm on that global14.com, I'm on that global14.com. Shout out to all the lifers, I see you, JD.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.